Oh no, not again. No, no, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Just go away. School kids. Why can't they leave me in peace? Ah, it's the little ones. Squealing and squawking. Brace yourself. In a minute, the curator will be opening the rack, grabbing me off the shelf, pulling me out of my books while they squabble their way to the front, rush to peer at me and ask dumb questions.
Can I hold it?
Well, no, you can't. Thank you very much. Hands off. Keep your stick in it.
How did its nose get broken?
So personal. I don't comment on your noses. No respect. But then, they listen in silence when they hear my story. Shuts them up every time. Just wait.
Keep moving, class, keep moving. We're going to look at the Shabtis from ancient Egypt. Rack 7.
So, they're looking at other Shabtis, are they? I bet they're looking at the cheap blue faience ones. So common, mass-produced for nobodies. I am different. I'm a Shabti from the tomb of Seti the First, conqueror, general, mighty pharaoh, individually carved from juniper wood. I come from the longest, deepest, finest tomb in the Valley of the Kings. They should be looking at me if they want to learn anything worth learning. My curator doesn't have a clue, really, what's valuable and what's not. Bit dense, if you ask me. Well, let them get on with it. I am fine on my own. You know, as a Shabti, I am meant to be always on call. Always ready to answer the call of the gods and to work in the field of the reeds in place of the pharaoh. Here I am, you shall say, when you are called upon to serve the realm of the dead. Here I am, you shall say. Well, that's what my hieroglyphs say. But you know, that's not what I say. Not now, after all these years. Why should I? Leave me alone to sleep. That's my motto. Always has been, really. Because there were plenty of other Shabtis to answer the call. Hundreds of us neatly lined up in painted boxes. They put me at the back row of my box. Bit rough, they said. So maybe I'm a bit rough. I'm an apprentice piece. First one he ever made. Do I care? I've got character. When the tomb was sealed up, we were in absolute darkness. You get used to it, waiting for the call of the gods. But the call from the gods didn't come. In no time at all, there was the sound of tunneling. Not the gods, the workmen were back. They were the same ones that brought the pharaoh's coffins and grave goods into the tomb only a few years before. But now, Seti's son Ramses wanted his father's gold to decorate his new palaces. Maybe that's fair enough. What is the point of so much gold buried with the dead when the living can make use of it? Anyway, they weren't interested in us Shabtis, just the gold they could easily carry away. Another nice long sleep, I thought. And if the gods call... But what happened next was not divine. Grave robbers.
They are true. We are in this way. Keep going, yalla, keep going, give me light.
Ah, my nose!
They broke my nose. I landed face down in the far corner of the chamber. Undignified. But could have been worse.
The gold's gone. The next chamber. Look in the coffin.
Such destruction. There was nothing I could do, was there? So I put my head under that thick blanket of dust at the back of the chamber and snoozed. At least for a while. It might have been thousands of years. Felt like no more than a doze to me. I remember a white face peering down at me. More ghost than God. Take everything. That's what I heard. Take everything. And they did. I was swept up like a dead leaf, dropped in a wheelbarrow, and trundled out into the daylight. Daylight? After so long in that deep darkness? There were gangs of workmen all around, clearing out the tomb, packing some of it into crates and the rest. Antiques, antiques to be sold on the banks of the River Nile. That was the worst time. Going from place to place, hand to hand, people poking and prodding me like some sort of... I was even accused of being a fake just because my apprentice had tested his skills on me. But I'm so proud of my distinctive carving. Who wants to be like all the rest? Ah, she's back, is she? And there's someone with her coming this way.
Oh, Dennis, would you just open this wrap for me, please? Zone one, two, zone three should be here. Oh yes, here's the Shabti box. Much better condition than I remembered. Even the nose.
Even the nose? These curators, waste of space.
Yeah, so Dennis. If you could arrange for transport to the museum for next week.
Okie dokie, can do.
Did I hear that right? The museum. I'm going to the museum.
That should give us plenty of time to set up the exhibition.
An exhibition? My own glass case?
There you go. Might as well take it to the conservation lab now.
Rightio, I'll prepare him for display.
A display? Perfect temperature, optimum humidity, proper display. Maybe even a magnification of my nose to show the quality of the wood. My story written on the wall for all to see and illuminated. My name in lights. A celebrity Shabti. These curators... Maybe they are not such a waste of space. In fact, they are geniuses. I'm going to the museum. Now I have been called. At last I have been called. I have been called by the gods.